We're joined here in studio this morning by Darren Petty, who's a member of the Atlantic Volunteer Fire Department, and they've got a little program that they've been working on really for a year now that will come to a head here very quickly this week. Darren, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in.
You bet.
Appreciate it. I know you guys are busy with a lot of things when it comes to the Atlantic Volunteer Fire Department, you know, like keeping us safe, constant training. It seems like it's a never-ending thing. There's always something going on when you're a member of the fire department.
Yep, that's right.
Well, now you've got something else going on, too, as we get a little bit closer here to the point where you have fire convention coming up here not too far down the road. I know you have a year-long project that you guys have been collecting can tabs now for, gosh, a lot of years, it seems like.
Yeah, we started it in 2006 when we had convention here in Atlantic is when we kind of started it. So, yeah, we've been doing it for quite a few years.
Have people been pretty good about participating?
Yeah, it's gotten better around here every year, and then it's kind of neat to see. Then we take all of our tabs to convention, and then it's neat to see all the other fire departments in the state that bring them in also. So it's kind of neat that it's grown that much.
Well, it's one big effort by all the fire departments, but I'm sure you're probably a little competitive when it comes to who brings the most.
Oh, yeah, it's a lot of bragging rights when it gets up there. So,
and we always win, right?
Yep, that's right.
Yeah, as far as we know, yeah. We're always pretty competitive, though.
Yep.
Yeah, folks have been doing that pretty well for it. I know you have a number of different locations out during the course of the year where folks can donate those pop tabs.
Yes, yeah, you can always drop them off at the fire department. Capel's, Ace Hardware is always a drop-off spot. So, and then any volunteer fireman can also take them.
You kind of got a lot of businesses helping out, don't you? Places that have pop machines. And so, I know we do that here.
Oh, yeah. Yep. It's good. It's just a habit. We got a lot of other establishments and stuff in the county that do it, too.
I mean, it got to be such an obsession with you guys. You actually bought a vehicle to promote it.
Yeah, we have the Cantabulance that we kind of fixed up a little bit, and we take it to parades and things like that. So it's kind of neat to go through a parade and, you know, people come running up with a little baggie of tabs to give you. So it is catching on.
Do you guys take that to convention with you?
We haven't yet. It's always been so far away that it's kind of a trip. So
it's an older renovated vehicle, so best to keep it local.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, who knows? Maybe not too far down the road you'll be able to take it to convention because the convention will be local again, right?
Yeah, that'd be nice.
But where's convention this year?
It's over at Vinton.
Okay. So. Seems like it's in eastern Iowa a lot.
Yeah, it is. It takes a lot to put one on. So.
Yeah, it does. Well, you guys found that out here not too long ago. So, well, let's talk a little bit about those can tabs then. What are you collecting them for? What do you use them for?
After we collect them from everybody in the state, then we'll take them up to the Shrine Hospital. The Shriners take them, and then they actually sort through them and make sure there is nothing else in it, so it is actual pure aluminum, and then they will turn that in, and they get paid a premium price for it. And then they'll take that money, and it'll go to the Shriners burn unit to help offset medical costs for families and stuff that use that.
Why was the Shriners burn unit selected as the beneficiary of the project?
We kind of got together. Tim Capel and Dale Gross kind of got this started here, well, like I said, back in 06 when we kind of started messing around with it. So I think it was Dale's grandson that was burnt, and I think they used that facility, and so that's kind of why we kind of got together with him.
You know, when you talk to someone like Dale, I hope I'm not embarrassing him here, but when you talk to somebody like Dale, who probably went through most of his life knowing in general what the Shriners hospitals were there and kind of what they do, you really get a crash course education when all of a sudden something happens to your family. And it's amazing to see some of the incredible work that they do.
Yeah, it's a pretty neat deal. So yeah, we're just glad that we can help any way we can. So,
and they work largely on those donations and things, yes, too, because the patients aren't charged for the services that they provide. So.
So we're hoping to collect more every year. So last year we had 585 pounds from Atlantic. So we've turned in over since 2006, we've turned in 9,450 pounds of tabs.
Wow, that's since 2006?
Yes.
Wow, that's a lot. How many bags? 585 pounds last year. Yeah. What do you put them in, like garbage bags?
Great big, like 50-gallon garbage cans.
How many of those does it take to fill up 585 pounds worth? Because they don't weigh much.
A lot, yeah. I think there's just over 1,600 tabs in a pound, so...
So you're most likely going to go over 10,000 pounds this year total.
Yeah, we would
since
hope
you started.
To. Yeah, we would love to.
I mean, if you get 10,000. To that number again.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, we would love to. So
this Thursday night, I know you've got an opportunity for folks one last time to
yep.
be able to make those donations.
You bet. So, yeah, come on down on Thursday from 6 to 8 right there in front of the depot on the north end of Chestnut Street. So it's easy. You can get out and we can weigh your tabs for you if you want, or you can just drive by and we'll just grab them for you. You don't even have to get out of the car. So
drive by collections.
That's right.
Hey, perfect. Perfect. Well, now you've got all these can tabs like that, all stored up like that, and then collecting them all. Is it just the tabs? It's pop cans, beer cans, pretty much any kind of aluminum cans. It's just the tabs.
Yeah, as long as it's a tab off of any of those, as long as it's aluminum. Some soup cans are aluminum too, but yeah, as long as it's aluminum and it's a tab, we can turn it in.
Okay, because I know some of them are different colors too. They might
yep have, and that don't matter.
That's
yep.
fine.
They're aluminum, so.
Okay, as long as it fits the bill there. Very
you bet.
Good. Is this a busy time for the fire department?
Yeah, they're always busy training and there's always training, that's for sure.
Well, this time of the year, when it gets dry like it is and windy like it is, I suppose
yeah.
you worry about brush fires and
well,
stuff.
Well, yeah, knock on wood, I don't think they've had too many of those. So.
It seems pretty quiet. They've had a lot of activity out west this year, again, with some of those forest fires and things that have been kicking up, but so far not too bad here. Well, fire departments are always in need. What do you guys got? It's coming up here in another week or so, 2 weeks away, the fire convention. Do you send most of your group down?
Yeah, there's usually a group that always goes. Not everybody goes, so the city will be covered. So
we're good. Don't have to worry. Okay. I think everybody's kind of like that. You go to the fire prevention or the fire parades at fire convention, and you see all this equipment and all these trucks, and you're thinking, my goodness, is anybody back home just
yeah.
in case?
Yeah, no matter what town it is, they always make sure that they got everything covered and yeah. stuff before they take off.
Well, Atlantic, fortunate that we do have some paid staff.
Yeah,
but the majority of the fire department, probably about 80% of it, is volunteer.
Yeah,
are we pretty close to full staff?
Yeah, I think they are pretty close right now. So we've had a lot of new guys come on in the last 5 years or so.
Yeah, how long have you been on the fire department?
I've been on for 16 years, and I just retired. So I just have other things that I need to take care of and stuff. So. Yep, I'm retired from the fire department.
Well, it's always difficult, though, because you're asking an awful lot. People don't realize until they are related to someone who's in the fire department or join themselves.
Yeah, exactly.
How much time it takes.
Oh, yeah, a lot of time.
The training yep. is almost nonstop.
Yep, yep. And just like Mark McNeese always says that, you know, you have to train like your life depends on it because it does. So that's why they train all the time.
Well, yeah, the life you might be saving might be yours or one of your family members.
Yep, exactly.
You just never know for sure.
Yep.
Why did you first join the fire department? I mean, because you know it's a heck of a commitment. Why'd you join?
Back when I joined, I was born and raised here, and I just wanted to give back to the community as much as I could, and that was just one thing that I'd never thought of before, but once somebody approached me that, yeah, I did get on, and it was a great time, so... Yeah, learned a lot of stuff.
You bet. Well, very good. Well, again, the can tabs, another way you can help folks out, not just the local fire departments, but the Shriners Hospitals for Children as well. This Thursday night downtown in the base of downtown in front of the old railroad depot there, 6 to 8 o'clock this Thursday night, they'll be doing their final collection of all those can tabs. Help them get over that 10,000 mark since 2006 when they first started. That's pretty impressive. Hey, thanks for coming in. Good luck with the project.
You bet. Thanks, Jim.